CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Bob Zimmerman, who keeps the website Behind the Black. On the surface of Mars is Perseverance, the very capable rover. Flying point for Perseverance is a wonderful little flying toaster named Ingenuity, giving us photographs and capabilities that are probably going to become standard protocol for exploring with robots on Mars and other planets. However, our cousins in China have decided that Ingenuity is such a good idea, they're going to create his twin brother. How are they going to do this, Bob?
Well, basically, they hacked JPL and stole the blueprints. That's literally the case. So this was revealed this week that they are designing their own Mars helicopter for future missions to the Red Planet. And in that report in the giant Chinese press was a picture of their prototype. And I immediately posted that picture right next to a picture of Ingenuity on the surface of Mars to indicate how exactly alike they are. This is essentially an outright steal of the designs of Ingenuity. There's slight changes and they've made some adjustments, but it's basically this concept, this prototype they put together is basically Ingenuity number two. And it just is just typical of what this is par for the course for China. And we know that this is a steal because there was an Inspector General report in 2019 that noted that JPL's computers were hacked twice by China in the period from 2009 to 2017 and stole half a billion megabytes of data. And this is when they were designing Ingenuity. So they got the blueprints. And so now they've seen it works. And so they're building their own copy. I think it's good they're copying it, but I gotta say, if they can't innovate on their own, they're really never going to be able to beat us because they have to wait for us to invent it, innovation people to invent it before they can do anything.
All I can think, Bob, is flattery is copycats are flattery. And so,
yes.
It's not just a twin. It's like a mirror of the.
It's exactly the same. It's exactly the same. There's no question. This is an outright steal. And that's not a change. Their rover, right. Zhurong, is pretty much a copy of Spirit and Opportunity. They revised,
maybe,
they upgraded.
Maybe they're looking for jobs at SpaceX. Who knows? We now do ground-based astronomy. The politics of that must include the 30-millimeter telescope that has not as yet found a home. Or has it changed, Bob?
No, it hasn't changed. There was a long article on the web, and I've linked to it on Behind the Black. This is from Science, the journal, talking about the troubled politics of ground-based astronomy, building these big telescopes. In the United States especially, it's a problem because there's a limited amount of money, and you've got two competing projects, the giant Magellan telescope and the 30-meter telescope. And neither of them has enough money to get built, and they've been competing to try to get the small amount available. And the astronomy community is trying to figure out how to solve this problem. And so it's just trouble. They seem to be blind, though, to the idea of just simply going to space, get off the planet, get away from a lot of the politics on the ground, and build your telescopes in space. That's my complaint, John. I don't know what's going to happen. I think in the end, 30-meter telescope is going to die, but we'll have to wait and see.
And finally, a wonderful image of a Martian sunset from Jezero Crater, where Perseverance perseveres with Ingenuity. Now, Bob, sunset's a sunset, right?
Yeah, this is sunset. They take pictures of this kind of thing for a variety of reasons. It tells them about the atmosphere and the clarity of it, how much dust is in it. But I don't care. It's just a really cool image. This is the sun setting on the rim of Jezero Crater on July 20th, 2021, the 52nd anniversary of the Apollo 11 landing on the moon. I thought that was cool.
And the sun looks like the same sun we have. Bob, I'm going to guess that this is our solar system. Is that a good guess?
It is.
It is an alien planet, but our sun is familiar. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. You will enjoy Ingenuity and its little cousin. You will enjoy that image. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.